After this week's upheaval in Canberra, namely the change of Prime Minister, we can almost assume that nothing's certain in politics. About the only thing that is certain is how tough it is to be a politician. Well, Louise Marcus is a federal member for Macquarie. She's also a person of faith who runs Australia's National Prayer Breakfast. And she believes firmly that we need to keep our politicians in our prayers. She's been in Canberra watching things unfold this week, and she joins me now. Welcome, Louise.
Yes, lovely to speak to you, Claire.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Look, it's been an amazing week in Canberra. What's the atmosphere been like down there?
Probably very similar to how it has been for people in their homes as people have watched what has happened. Mm. This is a challenging but very dynamic and environment here. We opened this week with the National Prayer Breakfast, which I have the pleasure of organising with a wonderful team of committed Christians who are members of Parliament and Senators. Mm. And, of course, what unfolded following that prayer breakfast was what people have observed on their TVs this week. So it is challenging for those of us that are part of the processes that happen in this place. But there's much that you can achieve, and as leaders, we have to focus on firstly serving the communities that we represent, secondly the nation, and of course, you know, we have to find a way to focus on, you know, the hope for the future.
Mm. Just out of interest, was Tony Abbott at that prayer breakfast?
No, he wasn't. He was conducting another announcement, I think, in another part of Australia. He actually wasn't in the Parliament at the time. He always has been present. This year he left us with he actually sent a video message, which was quite beautiful and very encouraging.
Okay. So it's an interesting way, I guess, to conclude his time as Prime Minister, having the
I'm sure that's not what he planned.
No.
what he spoke about was the importance of compassion, and he spoke about on the video message about the challenges in Syria and how this nation was responding, and the importance of all sectors of the community, and particularly those with a faith and those that are part of our local churches, being able to contribute and share with, you know, the government and settlement services as we open our doors for, you know, the 12,000 refugees that we will be accepting.
What kind of a burden do the leaders of our nation carry? You as a politician could speak from experience, like the mental, emotional burden. It must be a tough strain to be in politics.
It's not for the faint-hearted, Claire. I think that would be the best way I would say it. But, for me personally, and I'm sure it is for most others, I came here to serve my nation and serve my community. I was a social worker for 25 years before that in non-government as well as government organisations. Some of them were faith-based. And, for me the question was, could I continue to serve the community in this place? And I definitely have been able to, not only my local community but the nation. I've been able to speak to prime ministers about policy. I've been able to advocate and lobby ministers about the directions and the decisions that we need to take that will bring a response to the issues at the grassroots. So I think while it is challenging, the rewards are far greater, and not everybody would know every fight I've fought for or every fight that I've won. Ones that I have lost. But what's important is that people are looking for leadership. They're looking for people that will have convictions, that will be able to represent them, that will have not only care for the local community but also a willingness to stand up for what is right and not be afraid to speak to leaders if they disagree.
As the organiser of the annual prayer breakfast then, how important would you say is it that people of faith around Australia do pray for their leaders?
It's absolutely vital. Absolutely vital. I mean, we prayed on Monday, not understanding what was going to unfold in the coming days, but we prayed for our nation.
Mm.
We prayed for wisdom. We prayed for our national leaders and our international leaders as they resolve and work on challenges and issues around the globe. We prayed quite huge prayers, big prayers, because we do believe that God answers those prayers. We had a number of parliamentarians both on the Sunday night and the Monday morning talk about their own faith journey and how it contributes towards who they are as individuals and how they work in this space, in this political space. But honestly, we do need Christians, and many, many people of other faiths as well do pray genuinely for our leaders and for our future.
Hmm. And just lastly, Louise, I'm interested to know, what is your experience regarding the value or the power of prayer in your time as a politician? Do you notice the difference when you know that people are praying for you?
Oh, definitely. I don't always know, but certainly when they, I've got many friends and supporters that are also prayers, and so they would send me texts. I received many on Monday and Tuesday. What is beautiful about people that would say they just pray for you is there's no judgment.
Mm.
Often there's no expectation or pressure on you for what you should do, which is, of course, in a democracy, it's right that that happens from your constituency. But when people that genuinely want your best and the best for our nation without prejudice pray for you, it really gives us the capacity to genuinely seek what is right without fear of judgment or favour.
Mm. It must be a breath of fresh air at times when you're being lobbied a lot.
It is. Look, you know, people increasingly with social media and the internet, people instantly tell you what they think.
Mm.
And we don't have the luxury of time for people to maybe take stock before they just spit it out.
Yep.
So increasingly, you know, we have to ensure that we're very measured in responding, and at the same time understand where people are at and how we need to take up their issues. But at the same time, it's wonderful to have people that just genuinely trust you to make the best decision, and they'll just pray for you to be able to do that.
Mm. Well, thanks for your time, Louise, and all the best for this new season with your new leader, Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah, thank you so much, Claire. I mean, it's all about just making sure that, you know, we have a government that will ensure that the best decisions are made for all Australians.
Mm. We really appreciate your time.
God bless you.
Okay, you too.